Thank you very much. At this point, I invite Cardinal Tobin to the podium to present action item number 3 for debate and vote. This action item concerns the Directory for the Formation, Ministry, and Life of Permanent Deacons in the United States, the second edition.
Thank you, Cardinal. And brothers, you have before you the group of amendments to action item 3, Revised National Directory for the Formation, Ministry, and Life of Permanent Deacons in the United States, which have been accepted by the committee. I move that these amendments be accepted at the recommendation of the committee.
Brothers, if any member desires separate consideration for any amendment in group 1, will he please raise his hand and be recognized by the chairman, and when called upon, identify only the number or numbers of the amendment he wishes to discuss. Momentarily, he will have the opportunity to explain in detail the substance of his request. Any member? There is not. There being no such requests, Cardinal Tobin's motions is granted, and all of the amendments in Group 1 are adopted. Okay. Now, let's see those that are rejected.
Okay, go on. Brothers, at this time that I move that the members approve the we got to look at the group number 2 of amendments, and I move that they be accepted.
Cardinal Tobin has moved that group 2 amendments, those rejected by the committee, be rejected. Brothers, if any member desires separate consideration of any amendment in Group 2, will he please raise his hand to be recognized, and when called upon, identify only the number or numbers of the amendments he wishes to discuss. Momentarily, there will be an opportunity to explain in detail the substance of his request. Do we have anyone who wants amendments? Doesn't seem to be. There being no such requests, all of the amendments in Group 2 are rejected. All right.
And now, brothers, at this time I move that the members approve the Revised National Directory for the Formation, Ministry, and Life of Permanent Deacons, second edition, for the use in the dioceses of the United States.
Oh, I see. Thank you, Cardinal Tobin. Brothers, at this time, I now invite any additional discussion about this particular action item, the National Directory for Permanent Deacons. Somebody have any comments to make about it?
Your Eminence, could I make one additional comment? It was asked to me just as we walked in to the afternoon session, whether these were restricted to policies to simply the Latin Church in the United States. And in the introductory page, I just would remind everyone that these are intended for the Church in the United States. They're directed particularly at the deacons in the Latin Church, but the Eastern churches, or the sui juris churches, are certainly able to use them as they see fit. In accordance with their own customs, traditions, and canon law. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Cardinal Tobin. I believe we're ready for a vote then.
For a vote, please display the item. What's required is 2/3 of the conference membership. So in order to pass, that would be a vote of 180 or more. Subsequent recognitio from the Holy See. Please open the vote. The voting is open. Please vote now. The voting is closed. Please display the vote. 217 in favor. The motion passes. The National Directory for Formation Ministry Life of Permanent People.
We want to thank you, Cardinal Tobin, and your committee. It's been a long journey, so thanks. Thank you. Okay. Yep. And now we go to, I want to invite Archbishop Gregory to the podium to present action item number 4.
Thank you, Cardinal DiNardo. My brother bishops, I present to you action item number 4, the ISIL Gray Book of the Ordination of a Bishop, of Priests, and of Deacons, a new translation of the second Latin typical edition of these rites. Passage of this item requires a two-thirds vote of the Latin Church members of the USCCB, with subsequent confirmatio of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the discipline of the sacrament. You have at your places the Group 1 amendments, those accepted by the Committee on Divine Worship. I move that the Group 1 amendments be accepted en bloc by the body of bishops.
Brothers, if any member desires separate consideration of any amendment in Group 1, will he please raise his hand to be recognized by the chairman, and when called upon, identify only the number or numbers of the amendments he wishes to discuss. Momentarily, he will have an opportunity to explain in detail the substance of his requests. Okay. There being no such requests, Archbishop Gregory's motion is granted, and all of the amendments in Group 1 are adopted. Now, let's see, go on to the other. Archbishop Gregory, that's yours, Archbishop. Yes, yours.
You now have at your places the Group 2 amendments, those not accepted by the Committee of Divine Worship. I move that the Group 2 amendments be rejected en bloc by the body of bishops.
Archbishop Gregory has moved that Group 2 amendments, those rejected by the committee, be rejected. Brothers, if any member desires separate consideration of any amendment in Group 2, will he please raise his hand to be recognized, and when called upon, identify only the number of the amendments he wishes to discuss. Momentarily, there will be an opportunity to explain in detail the substance of his request. Do we have anybody who wants? I don't see any. There being no such requests, all of the amendments in Group 2 are rejected. Brothers, seeing no more amendments in need of consideration, I now ask Archbishop Gregory to move the action that is before us.
Your Eminence, I now move that the Latin Church members of the USCCB approve the ISIL Gray Book translation of the ordination of a bishop, of priests, and of deacons, a new translation of the second Latin typical edition of these rites.
Thank you, Archbishop Gregory. Brothers, at this time I invite any additional discussion on this action item and these texts. Bishop Pebrocki.
Thank you. First, Archbishop Gregory, I just want to say how blessed I think the people of Washington are to have you appointed as their new archbishop. And You and I have known each other a long time since we were both priests of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I'm sure you'll be a wonderful bishop for them. My question is tangentially related to this, just in terms of a question of translations. There have been a lot of stories floating around about a change in the translation of the Our Father. And I just had a reporter ask me yesterday, is that going to be changed in the English? It's my understanding that that change was announced in the Italian Bishops' Conference last month as they were discussing a revision of the Messale Romano in Italian, but that does not affect the English translation. Can you confirm anything on that?
I think you are correct in your assumption that the Italian bishops have acted on it, but it's only in reference to them, unless we, of course, want to take up that issue. I don't think it's been proposed, but your interpretation is accurate.
Thank you.
Any other comments or discussion on this text? All righty. Brothers, those of you, first of all, within the Latin Church, are now asked to use your voting device to cast a vote for action item number 4, the approval of the ISIL Gray Book of the Ordination of a Bishop, of Priests, and of Deacons. Monsignor.
Thank you, Your Eminence. This item would need 167 votes in favor to pass. That's 2/3 of Latin Church members. Please open the vote. Voting is open. Please cast your vote now. Voting is closed. Please display the vote. 210 in favor. The motion passes.
That's good. That's great.
Thank you. I would like to publicly thank and recognize the staff that serves our conference and the Office for Divine Worship. They are indeed a blessing for us. Thank you.
Thanks, Archbishop Gregory. Thank you. That was good work done by the Office of Worship here and by the committee.
Do we need a break, or should we just continue on? We're ahead of schedule.
Gentlemen, we're doing well. We're a little ahead of schedule. We have this one major thing. Do any of you want to take a break, or shall we continue? The breaks have it. 15 minutes.